Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.
The Home Depot Home Improvement Show, brought to you in part by DryPro.
The Home Depot Home Improvement Show with John and Dave. Answering your home improvement questions every Saturday on WPT. Presented by Charlotte Comfort Systems Heating and Air Conditioning and Acosta Heating, Cooling, and Electrical on News Talk 1110 and 99.3 WPT.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Home Depot Home Improvement Show with John and Dave. I'm John Gordon.
I'm Dave Doval.
And David, welcome, or good morning, or long time
no speak.
Good morning
to you. Welcome back.
Yeah,
you had a little time off, my friend.
Had a little junket. Yeah, it took some time. I think it's the most time off I've ever taken from my job in 42 years. It was awesome. It was worth it. It was great. I never thought I would, visit many of the places that we went to see. And we were in Germany and France and celebrated our 42nd anniversary on a riverboat cruise on the Seine River.
Nice.
Not bad for a goofball from south side of Chicago. Thank you, Jesus. Okay, David, lots of good stuff. I hope everything went well. We didn't celebrate our July 4th on the air. We had a best of, but we've got lots to talk about. I hope y'all are ready. We are always ready for you guys at 704-570-1110. I was inspired by... when I saw buildings that were built in like in 1100 and in 800 and they were still there, I was inspired. I don't know, just the construction stuff is great. I won't spend time on that, but it reminded me, just like how do you maintain these things? And I spend a lot of time a couple years ago working with multifamily property owners, right? And as a general rule, they're really great. But every once in a while, you'll run across somebody, and the affectionate term was, this property was on the deferred maintenance program. Because you get in there and nobody's really done anything. And I thought, well, we're not going to worry about that in our homes, but we probably all have some version of a deferred maintenance program. And by deferred maintenance program, we would call that, why do today what you can put off for a month or two or a year. Procrastination would be the big polysyllabic definition of that. So I thought we could talk about, David, in the bathroom, like toilets, but just kind of, I should say, we'll talk about some things in the bathroom that sometimes or frequently get neglected. We can talk about doors and windows, things, maintenance with doors and windows. And you probably see a lot of these things, somebody will call and say, well, this thing never worked, and it's as simple as replacing maybe a part on a replacement window or something like that. Mm-hmm. Electrical things, some things maybe that you've maybe not totally unsafe, but maybe not optimal, some plumbing things. We'll do a little bit by way of design, some things that are, that can kind of spruce up the house a little bit. We usually talk about that before the big holidays, just some things that aren't super expensive you can do. Outdoor stuff. And then, of course, we've got our Home Depot product of the week. And, David, I don't know how emails have been looking. I've got a few tips of the week here. Have you been busy with email?
I've had a few, and I haven't had the time to answer them, but we'll talk about them on air a little bit, and I'll get those answered.
A little bit later, mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so, go ahead. Welcome Shine.
Oh, right.
Yeah, Shine of Charlotte. So, window washing, gutter cleaning, gutter washing, pressure washing, good company, and it's something that most houses need. So,
and it is the perfect. It fits perfectly with our deferred maintenance program theme, mm-hmm. Right? It's all those things. That's a pain. I don't want to do that. Reasonable way for somebody reliable to get those things done. Take it off your deferred maintenance list.
Yes. Yeah, you can find them on the website, askjohnanddave.com. Just hit the what do we have, that service provider, mm-hmm. or that's where you'll find them and you get their information. So if you need any of those things, they'll be glad to take care of you.
Awesome. All right. So that's kind of what's teed up for today. Lots of just basic things, stuff around the house that doesn't necessarily get a lot of attention. I think I want to, you know, we'll just start down that path. I will tell you, I would be terrible not to say I spent 17 days out of our country and other countries. Great things, met great people. I learned a lot about all kinds of things. Stuff came back that I learned, you know, from history and grammar school and high school, and it made me want to go back and reread books that I read the first time just because I had to. Now I want to read them really to understand them. But it also gave me a genuine appreciation for our country. There's amazingly great things going on. But when you talk to people who live in West Berlin and East Berlin and in Germany, and the people who have lived under Russian and communist rule, they kind of look at you like, I hope you know how good you got it. Because this is what it's like when it doesn't work that way. And always very nice, very pleasant, but also very sincere about, man, take care of what you got. It's great to go abroad. I don't think I'm one of those guys that'll spend my life traveling in thousands of different countries. I kind of like our 50 states, and I've got five more to go before I can check them all off. But it really did give me a genuine appreciation for all the great history over there and all the awesome stuff that happens in our country. So really, really good. Let's get ready. We'll talk about all the deferred maintenance program things in your house. Maybe something that you have been putting off. Maybe your spouse has been saying, yeah, I'll get to that eventually. Or I don't want to do that because what up, whatever that is. Give us a call. We'll talk it through it. We'll talk you through it and hopefully give you good resources and good hints and good helps to get it done. This is the Home Depot Home Improvement Show with John and Dave. We're going to take our first break and we'll be back to answer your home improvement questions right after these important messages. Welcome back. This is the Home Depot Home Improvement Show with John and Dave. I'm John Gordon.
I'm Dave Dolville.
704-570-1110. 704-570-1110. That's our number. Give us a call. We want to talk about home improvement stuff that's important for you. This week we're doing the Procrastination Nation. Deferred maintenance, things that we know, I really need to get that done. Boy, that's kind of bothersome. My husband's been telling me about that. My wife's been telling me about that. I'm not got it done. Let's talk about it. And usually we're not doing it. Many times it's time, but also it's like, well, I'm not exactly sure how I'm going to fix that. Like, you know, why does this door not stay open, or why does this door not close tightly, or all kinds of things like that. So we'll talk about them. Maybe get you some hints. The first thing that I had on the first thing that came to my mind, David, on the deferred maintenance was, you know, we used to call it the phantom flush, the toilet that just flushes by itself in the middle of the night. Actually, it does it all day long. You just don't know it because you're not there to hear it. So that's one piece of it. But you could also just kind of, tune it up, give your toilet a tune-up, so to speak, just in the tank, by changing out one or the components of the fill valve mechanisms, if you will. Especially if you've got the old ball and cock where the float, you know, could kind of get stuck, or in water, you lose water, you waste water. So mm-hmm. I thought that was one that people would probably put off. Because you look in there, or it's there, and you're like, I have no idea. I'm not a plumber. I have no idea what to do with this. And so, you know, every day, a little bit of water leaks away. And, you know, now it's been 2 years, and you still haven't done anything about it. What's the option? It's not hard to do that stuff, is it, David?
No, it's really not. And the Fluid Master is a brand name, but it's a you can buy a kit with those folks, and there's other manufacturers as well, but that's probably the most noticed or notable. But they have a kit that has everything you need for a standard fill valve and flapper. And the directions are outstanding. And if that's not good enough, I think they have some online videos that walk you through it step by step. A couple little tricks that I've used through the years is it's a good time to clean the tank out as well. So I always just take a wet vac, and I actually bought a small wet vac, John. That's what I use when I work on toilets. It's the only thing I use it for is to suck the water out of the tank or out of the bowl before I remove a toilet or before I work on the toilet. But the nice thing about vacuuming the tank out rather than just a rag or a sponge, which you can certainly use if you don't have a wet vac, and there's no need to go buy one just for that. So, but you do get all the debris and dirt and anything that settles in the back of the tank. So that gets it cleaned out, and it helps keep from having a mess. Once you take the fill valve off, the tank is actually has an opening, and that water can run out on the floor. So I think with those two, if you could change those two things out, you've pretty much taken care of it. Also know that not every toilet will take one of those. Some toilets have their own parts. Kohler comes to mind, the newer products, especially with these assisted flushes.
I was going to say the assisted flush ones have a little more complexity, and that's probably not one you want to tackle.
Exactly.
But they're pretty easy to identify once you open up the lid on the tank, right? It's usually got a big it's got a tank inside the tank or some additional mechanism, and then you probably want to get a plumber.
The best thing is probably just to pop the lid off the tank before you head to the store, take a picture of it so you can take that with you. And then wherever you go, hopefully at Home Depot, they can help you and walk you through anything you need in that plumbing aisle.
It was not a complicated scenario, but it can be daunting if you don't do it regularly. It's kind of like, you know, people will talk about computer things and they're like, oh, it's easy, John. I'm like, yeah, it's easy for you. I'm going to mess something up when I do that. Here's one that I, in fact, we have an old tip of the week somewhere on this also, I'm pretty sure. But this is another one that people are like, I don't know how to fix this. If you've had issues with staining in the toilet bowl, and you know, you've tried the bleach, you've tried, you know, the scrub brush, you've tried all these different things, and you still can't get rid of that, the little mark or the watermarks, pumice stone, P-U-M-I-C-E. So it's a very soft stone. A mild abrasive that doesn't hurt the vitreous china, but is aggressive enough to take those stains out. And that's probably one of those things that you just look at and it's frustrating. And it's like spending whatever it is, $2 to buy the stone. I shouldn't say that. I don't know exactly how much they cost anymore, but not a lot.
Well, they're $4 now.
Okay. All right. So twice as expensive and still not going to need a second mortgage.
And they do work. People, I kind of get a funny look when I hear that, but you know, people say, "Ooh, I don't want to put my hands there. We'll put a pair of rubber gloves on." And that helps you anyway, unless you're trying to get rid of the calluses on your hands. To hold that stick, and it works great.
Yeah.
They also sell them, John, for swimming pools.
Right.
For the water line on tile. So works great. And that's how I've done it in the past. Just put a pair of rubber gloves on and just go in there. Takes a couple of minutes and you're done.
It is worth it. It's one of those things that you're like, why did I wait? So for a minor investment of time and energy and money, you can be like, ooh, much, much better. So can you believe that that's what we're talking about? But it's one of those things. It's on the deferred maintenance program.
Well, generally it comes with people that have a lot of mineral content in their water. So well water is notorious for leaving those kinds of lines. Of course, that brings up a whole other subject. I know we're not talking about that, but if you have those kind of water lines in the toilet that are made from mineral water, think about what the inside of your pipes and the faucets are starting to look like.
Yeah.
I may want to think about getting a water treatment system on the house.
That's even as I thought about, you know, what's the deferred maintenance or the deferred maintenance program, one of the things that came up or that I thought of was the shower door or the tiles or the glass shower enclosure, whether that's just regular glass or obscure glass that gets the soap funk. But soap scum's not so bad to take off, but where you get some of the hard watermarks, there's ways to take some of that off. If the glass is etched, it's another story, but usually you can get that cleaned up, and we'll talk about that. We'll talk about some of those techniques because we're going to take a deeper dive into the bathroom stuff here in a minute. But those are some things that are just annoying or noisome, or at least would be, you know, on our list of noisome things, and it's way to deal with them. The next one, or the next area that I jotted down, David, is one that we could probably spend an entire show on, just line by line by line. And I know we don't have time to do that, and that's kind of not the agenda, but it's doors and windows. Mm-hmm. And all the things that go on with doors and windows. Like, okay, why I close this closet door and the latch just never catches. It's a little bit open because when I close it, the latch doesn't catch in the jam. And yeah, that's just how it is in this house. I think about the movie It's a Wonderful Life, when Jimmy Stewart's, you know, having his terrible night after loses the money, and he runs up the stairway and that finial comes off in his hands. That thing's been coming off in his hands forever, how many years, right? It's just those annoying things. Let's start there, David. So I push the door closed on the linen closet, the broom closet, the bedroom door, whatever it is, and it doesn't close, doesn't catch. How do you fix that?
Well, I think the first thing you have to do is take a look at the door and make sure that the gap around the door frame is the same. So the door and the door frame, normally that's an indicator that it's out of adjustment for some reason. I know we're getting close to a break,
yeah,
so
we
can't get too deep into it, but... But that's the first thing, is just to get stuck, drop back and take a look at the door with it in the closed position and see if that line is the same all around. And we'll go into that a little deeper, I guess, when we come back.
Yeah, let's go to our break. Folks, it's the Home Depot Home Improvement Show with John and Dave. We're talking about deferred maintenance. That is things that you've put off because you either don't have time or you haven't figured out precisely what to do. It's one of those bothersome things. We got a whole page full of them that we'll talk about while we're with you this morning. If you've got questions on that topic or a different topic, give us a call. We're at 704-570-1110, 704-570-1110. You can always go to askjohnanddave.com, click on the questions, or go questions@askjohnanddave.com, and we can help you out that way. Don't go away, because the Home Depot Home Improvement Show with John and Dave will be back after these important messages. Welcome back. This is the Home Depot Home Improvement Show with John and Dave. I'm John Gordon.
I'm Dave Doval.
We've got lines open. We're at 704-570-1110, 704-570-1110, talking about the deferred maintenance program. But before we get deep into that, we left with doors before the break, I want to just sneak our Home Depot product of the week in. And this week it's a good one because it lines up with our deferred maintenance program. It is the Easy Change Plumbing Wrench and Faucet Installation Tool from Rigid. David, I know you've got this, use this, know about it. It makes changing faucets, pulling supply lines, all those things where you need to be a contortionist to reach up behind plumbing in the sink. It makes it super easy, really well designed. Check it out. It's on HomeDepot.com. It's less than $25, and it basically does everything. If you've ever tried to use a basin wrench, you're gonna love this thing. And if you've ever tried to take a basket strainer out with a needle nose pliers or whatever you could get to hold whatever you need to hold in place, you're going to love this thing. Pretty, pretty ingenious. Check it out. The Easy Change Plumbing Wrench Faucet Installation and Removal Tool from Rigid. That's this week's Home Depot product of the week. All right. Love that thing. David, I think you might have been the guy that you know, put me onto that thing. It's
yeah, great. I bought one when they first came out. Yeah. And I was like, I've I've had enough basin wrenches in my hand to know I've got some skinned up knuckles to prove it.
Yeah, I was going
to
say, kiss your knuckles goodbye when you get up in that. Not to mention, you know, keep the kids out of the house because vocabulary is not going to be good.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so let's get back to, we were talking about things that just don't get fixed in the house. And by the way, you don't have to like diss on your spouse, but if you got a question, because he or she is not, you know, if not getting done something you want to get done and you just can't understand why, give us a call, 704-570-1110, and we'll talk about it. But David, we left off just saying, hey, one of those things where you push the door closed and the catch just doesn't happen. It never catches it. You know, the latch doesn't hit the strike plate and lock in place. And you had us, you know, looking to make sure that the space, you know, at the top of the door on the left side of the top and the right side of the top was fairly equal on the, you know, long edge from the top to the bottom, fairly equal. And basically you're kind of guiding us to make sure that the door is square in its frame, right?
Well, yeah, because a lot of times if the door drops at the top hinge, if the screws come loose or if they weren't pulled into the jack studs, usually with heavier doors, but it can happen with interior hollow core doors too. It's a way to adjust the door over, so you could put a longer screw, take one of the short screws out, put a longer screw into the hinge. It'll go through the frame into the jack stud. And it'll help pull the door, and it'll, when you pull that top hinge, it lifts the door up, and a lot of times that's where the latch is not catching.
Right.
It's below the opening, so it's hitting on the strike plate itself, and this that cures it. If the door is square and everything's fine, you have two options. You can either move the strike plate down, up or down, in or out, whichever it may need, or I bought a little kit that I could put in the drill that you can grind that out. And that works.
Okay.
That works great. That's quick. And that way you're not having to fill in, because if you move the strike plate, as you know, John, it's cut in. So right. If you move it, now you have to fill in. Well, you don't have to. I do, but you would fill it in and then have to paint. It's just extra steps. But if you can grind away a little bit of the material of the strike plate, you can increase the size of the hole. Now the latch will fit directly in there, and it's quick and simple.
It's awesome. One of our tips of the week from 100 years ago was really, really, you know, complex. And it was trying to figure out, first, we did it for the placement, but I think it was troubleshooting, you know, that scenario. And I think our tip was get lipstick and smear it on the latch, you know, what's going to drag across the strike plate and then drop into the hole, because that's going to leave a mark on the strike plate. And you mm-hmm. can tell from that mark, which part of the latch is not making it into the hole. And you can do your grinding and adjustments that way. So it's an easy way, you know, rather than trying to figure it out and pencil marks and so on. It's just an easy way, and it cleans up easy. And it lets you check your, you know, the style, your color of your lipstick on a door, because that's important. All right. So that's it. I think the other thing that you answered, David, in that conversation is like the door that sticks. Like, why doesn't it close? And we frequently hear, well, my door is sticking and I'm afraid I've got issues with foundations and settling. Many folks will go to the panic mode of like, oh my gosh, I've got thousands of dollars of repairs to foundation because my doors are sticking. When in fact, it's just a screw, depending on the door that you purchased and the jam, that screw, those screws are what? 3/4 of an inch, inch, I don't know.
Yeah, somewhere around an inch.
Yeah, mm-hmm. they're relatively small, and they can strip out. And if somebody in the installation process, whether it was done in a manufacturing plant, and it was, you know, spun up too tight, and it, you know, revolved a couple extra times and stripped out a little bit, not unusual to find that hinge has come loose and the door is sagging. And so your mm-hmm. suggestion to put a longer screw in draws that hinge back up, draws the jam back up, and what you thought was a foundation issue is really just a hinge screw issue. And that's huge relief. Again, deferred solution, because you're like, man, I don't want to call somebody out here to look at this and tell me what's wrong with my foundation, and it's really not that big a deal, all said in. The other piece, and I know we're going to be up to a break here, so I guess maybe we'll just go ahead and take our break, but I want to talk about storm doors and storm door maintenance and storm door closers, and maybe even spin off a little bit into making a good investment in a storm door when you buy it. Sometimes, always in that case, in my opinion, you get what you pay for, so don't cheap out. But we'll talk about that. We'll talk about any other home improvement questions you have if you call us at 704-570-1110, and we'll do it all when we return to the Home Depot Home Improvement Show with John and Dave. Welcome back. This is the Home Depot Home Improvement Show with John and Dave. I'm John Gordon.
I'm Dave Doval.
And we have lines open. Folks, chilling. 704-570-1110, 704-570-1110. Give us a call. We will talk about what's important to you relative to home improvement. Let's see, David, we were talking about doors, and I said when we came back, I wanted to look at or talk about storm doors. And that's one of those things. And let's just talk about closers for a minute, because I'm just envisioning all the different things that happen and the questions that we've gotten over the years. Like, so the storm door is there and it's got a closer on it, and the closer works fine, but either the retainer chain or the safety chain was broken, or the wind caught it, and now the screws into the jam are stripped. And I can't make it work. I can't get the screws back in. So even if I bought a new door, it's a problem, right? So there's really a couple ways to solve that challenge, to get that mounted back into the jam. Mm-hmm. Right? And one of them would be, I think, what we just talked about. Just like, look, get a longer screw and go through the jam into the jack stud. Correct?
Exactly. Yes.
And then in the worst case scenario, but you could put a small wooden block that you can attach to another place in the jam where it's going to grab, and then you can screw into that block. But you have to make an adjustment in where the pin goes on the bracket on the door, or you may even need to move the bracket on the door, which is not always a good option, because it could leave visible a hole in the aluminum, right, that you really don't want to have to deal with.
Correct.
So not bad. Not, again, things that just seem like impossible, insurmountable, very easy to do. Before we go to the next thing, let's get Roger. Roger, good morning. You're on the Home Depot Home Improvement Show with John and Dave. How are you?
Oh, good morning. Hi. I have question about my HVAC system. You want to talk about that?
Okay. Go ahead. What's your question?
My air conditioning system is 5 years old, and right in front of my kitchen sink, underneath the sink, water keeps coming out, and I keep thinking, I thought it was a plumbing problem, so I kept looking, and I never can find a water leak. I run water every which way in the sink. Mm-hmm. So it occurred to me, well, there's a vent also right down under the kitchen cabinets. Uh-huh. And I was wondering, could that possibly be condensation off the air conditioning unit?
Right.
You guys got any idea?
Yeah, they actually don't allow you to install it. The way that one's probably installed was they cut a hole through the subfloor, and then they set the cabinet over top of the hole. And then they cut the toe kick out in the front, and they just put a vent. So that whole area underneath that sink base is the supply or the plenum. So that is exactly what's going on. And you probably if you took that cabinet out of there, would find some rot and some mold. Probably the easiest way to fix that is to if you want to get underneath it without pulling the cabinet out, you can cut the bottom of the cabinet out of the cabinet itself. So take everything out. Okay. Leave yourself about 2 inches on the perimeter and just cut a hole out. You could clean it, and then two ways you could fix the vent. One, you can make a vent and try to get it in there. I don't know that I would do that. I think I would just relocate the vent underneath the house and close that hole up and then put a new bottom in the cabinet.
Okay.
If that makes sense.
All right.
What you would do is spray that down with something to kill the mold, mildew, preferably something like Concrobium, because then it won't come back. But you'll definitely want to block that hole up in the crawl space and then have the vent move to a different location.
Okay. All right. Well, when the guys installed that unit, they told me that they changed every vent in the house except for that one. They said, no, we won't mess with that one.
Yeah.
And I thought, well, I mean, that's strange, you know, but I didn't argue the point. I just let it go.
Yeah, and you probably want to do something with that sooner than later, because it's the potential for rot is there, and you may actually already have some. If you do, shoot us an email or call us back, and we'll kind of direct you on that. There's some products out there that you could spray. If it's not too far gone, you can maybe salvage it with some Cedar Shield. And stop that rot.
Okay.
And,
okay. All right. I'll do that. I've just noticed a problem this year, just the last 2-3 months. I'm like, well, I thought it was plumbing. I thought, what in the world? Yeah. What is happening here? You know, then finally occurred to me, oh, there's a vent there. You know?
Yeah. Yeah. Check that out. I'd get on that as soon as possible.
Okay. I sure will. And I appreciate y'all guys. Okay.
Thanks for calling. We appreciate your call, Roger.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Goodbye. So Roger, kind of in keeping with our theme, and he's not letting it sit. He's sleuthing it out. So good for him. That's, I guess, really not that uncommon. The problem would be he could have some serious issues going on. Mildew.
Well, that's why they changed the code. They don't allow it. You could still do that, but you have to duct it in.
We did it. Yeah, it's ducted in. Yep. Exactly.
Yeah. So it has to be a duct. So, and it's a little bit of a pain. So a lot of people don't do it. But sometimes you don't have a choice. And so that gets done. And what they'll use is a flat vent, like mm-hmm. they use the 3x10 that they use for the exhaust fan on your hood. So it works pretty well.
Works like a champ.
But I've seen an awful lot of them through the years, John. That the floor was rotten, the cabinet was rotten from the amount of moisture that gets on it, especially if it's a particle board cabinet.
Ah, right.
They deteriorate pretty quick, so
much faster. Yep, and I mean, I don't think you'd ever have. Well, you could, I guess, depending on what your countertop was, if something gave way a little bit. But it's just one of those things. It's a problem, and you don't see it or figure it out until it might be too late.
I rebuilt one not long ago in place, saved the face frame, and then built a cabinet. I just. We didn't take the countertops off because it was just going to be way, way more than what needed to be done. So we just made the cabinet a little bit shorter, slid it in place, and then put the face frame back on it. Slid it back underneath it. So the countertop really wasn't ever touching this cabinet.
Ah, perfect. Perfect. All right. We got a couple minutes for our break here. Give us a call if you've got questions. It doesn't have to be deferred maintenance. Give us a call on anything that you want to talk about, home improvement related. We're happy to talk about that. And we're at 704-570-1110, 704-570-1110. We're just a couple minutes away from our break between hours. So let's sneak the call in quickly if we need to do that. While we're talking doors and windows, David, let's see if we can get as much as we can in about fogged glass. So you got insulated glass and it's not clean because it's fogged. You can never get it clean because the seal's broken. What are the options there? That's not the end of the world, right?
No, it's not, and it can be replaced. A lot of people think that the entire window unit needs to be replaced. That's not the case. The glazings, first of all. So I guess let's give the information about the window. So you have the entire window unit. And then the portion of the window that slides up and down is called a sash.
Mm-hmm.
And if you have a double hung window, you would have two sashes that slide up and down. A top one will pull down and the bottom one will raise up. And then you have a single hung window where you have a fixed panel in the top that doesn't move and a slider on the bottom that goes up and down. So, but both of those cases, the glass can be removed from the frame. And that's called a glazing. Usually it's a thermopane, and they can be removed. It's measured. The glass is ordered, And then they come and they, when the glass is available, the glazing, they'll remove the trim strips. You have to cut the caulk loose. It's pretty tedious. Got to wear gloves and long sleeve shirts, usually pretty smart to do, because that keeps you, in case the glass breaks, that it doesn't cut you. But yeah, you could remove the glazing and can be reinstalled, and you go back and you'll never know that you never know that it was done.
It is not a bad, and then you can get people to do that work for you also.
Sure, right? Most glass companies will do that for you. And if you have vinyl windows, if you look, there's a tag a lot of times, or in the bar of the thermopane. Sometimes there's warranties with those windows, and you can get a hold of the factory if you can find out what they are, and they'll send you the panels for free.
Exactly. That's a great tip. And I know you and I were talking about it before we got on the air this morning, but do check out the warranty. Many times things are covered, and if you take just a second, you won't have to go out of pocket on it. All right, we're going to wrap it up for the first hour here. This is the Home Depot Home Improvement Show with John and Dave. Give us a call. We're at 704-570-1110. We'll talk about home improvement projects that are important to you. Or you can go to questions@askjohnanddave.com, or send an email to questions@askjohnanddave.com, and we can tackle your questions that way also. No matter what you do, grab a cup of coffee. Don't go away, because the Home Depot Home Improvement Show.
The Home Depot Home Improvement Show, brought to you in part by DryPro.
The Home Depot Home Improvement Show with John and Dave. Answering your home improvement questions every Saturday on WPT. Presented by Charlotte Comfort Systems Heating and Air Conditioning and Acosta Heating, Cooling, and Electrical on News Talk 1110 and 99.3 WPT.
Welcome back. This is the Home Depot Home Improvement Show with John and Dave. I'm John Gordon.
I'm Dave Dolville.
Lots of lines open this morning. 704-570-1110. 704-570-1110 is the number. We're doing deferred maintenance, things you keep putting off, procrastinating, because they're noisome. They don't really cause you to have big, big difficulties. They're just annoying, and you may or may not know what to do or how to do it. It could be a simple thing. It could be complex, and we're trying to tackle those things and make the simple simple, or keep the simple simple and make the complex as simple as possible. All right, so David, we were down the path on fogged glass. And I think we got that covered adequately. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I think so. Just a quick recap is if you have that, you can, if you want to attempt to do it yourself, if you can find the warranty, it probably should explain that a little bit more. If it's a newer window, if you look up in the top, so if it's a double hung window, you could slide the top window down. A lot of times there's a sticker that's been placed up in the jamb of the window. Sometimes you can see them. Sometimes you'd have to slide the window down, but that's your identifier for that. That each window has its own number. And if you send that to find the manufacturer on that and get a hold of them, you send them that information, they'll ship you the windows if they're still under warranty at right. No cost.
Right.
And then of course if it's the operable part of the window, the sash that goes up and down, they're fairly easy to change. Quick video would show you that. Of course, you could always call a handyman and they could take care of that for you. But look at that first. If not, if you don't think there's a warranty on the windows, just call a glass company and they'll come out and measure, order the glass, and they'll come back and install it. But no need to change the entire unit out when you can just change the glazing. Much more cost effective just to replace the glass.
Perfect. So let's see. The next thing that I wanted to just cover, and we can do it pretty quickly, but it's a wooden front door. Well, let's see, before we do that, let's just go ahead and take Charles' call. Charles, good morning. You're on the Home Depot Home Improvement Show with John and Dave. How are you?
I would like to appreciate you very, very much. Hang on 1 minute. Let me see if I can get this phone to work.
We're hearing you okay.
Okay. I have numerous folks that are willing to cut grass and do sprinkler systems and plant gardens, but none of them want to do any maintenance.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a company or referrals that y'all they have that would do maintenance, like a gardener?
Yeah. I'm not sure about gardening, David. Man, there used to be a bunch of different handyman people out there, but this is like many moons ago. A lot of those folks were just retired people and were doing it, and they've kind of moved on to different things. Are you aware of anybody in the Charlotte area, David? I don't know if there's anybody. Are there handyman people still in Nary?
Is that what you're looking for?
Yeah, he's
is
looking
a handyman?
For a handyman, because he's got gardening work to do. He's got just little odd jobs. He can get somebody to do the bigger stuff, but he can't get help with the little stuff.
Well, I was looking more for a person that would have a knowledge of soil and plants.
Oh, so you want knowledge without necessarily having to have him do the work?
A little bit of both.
So, there's typically a certified nursery person at the local Home Depots. So you can check there, ask who that is, and they can answer the questions. They don't have a maintenance program. David, who was the lady in the nursery that we used to have on, that did both? The actual work, planting and stuff also. I'm drawing a total blank. In fact, they may not even still be in business. I'm not sure.
Roundtree.
There you go. Have you tried a nursery?
I have, but they seem to have people that plant shrubbery but do not do soil tests or fertilize the plants.
What about just Atlanta is full of landscaping companies, and that's all they do. Cut your grass, treat your soil. Who do we have? There's an advertiser here, David.
There's a couple of people that do for shrubbery and for trees in the Charlotte area for taking care of those. Now, as far as if it's, I don't know about the flowers and all that. Normally a full timer, somebody that does landscaping along with grass cutting will have a program. I know Metro Greenscape may have some of that. They may do some of that. I don't know how much they do or how far they go, but you know, they might tailor a program just for you. But I would expect that they would. It's probably full service, so. If they're not doing anything else for you, they're probably not going to come out and fertilize just your flowers or your garden. But if it's shrubs and trees, like Schneider Tree Care and folks like that, mm-hmm. that's what they do. They have programs. They don't just cut trees down and take them away. They actually try to, most of the time they want to try to save them if they can. So you would those folks they offer those type of programs. There's several others, but I'm drawing a blank.
It seems that the companies, like you said, don't want to do just the gardening, but those seem to be people that do that on commercial properties.
Well, they do, but they do residential as well.
Planters.
Yeah. The mm-hmm. other thing you might try. Charles is, I don't know what Piedmont Community College has, whether they've got some landscaping courses and stuff there. I'd be willing to bet if you found somebody in one of those programs on landscaping who was a student, they may be interested. They would A, have the knowledge, and B, might be interested in making some money to do that. I know I paid a lot of college bills by doing things that a lot of people didn't want to do. Okay.
I appreciate it.
Nah, thanks for the call. Good luck, sir. All right, we have got to take a break. John, we see you out there. Please don't go away. We want to make sure that we get you squared away. That's the Home Depot Home Improvement Show with John and Dave. We'll be back to answer John's questions and yours right after these important messages. Ooh, welcome back. It's the Home Depot Home Improvement Show with John and Dave. I'm John Gordon.
I'm Dave Doval.
And we've got lines open, 704-570-1110. Right now we're going to talk to John, then Sarah. John, good morning. You're on the Home Depot Home Improvement Show. How are you?
Good. How are y'all? Thank you for taking my call.
You bet. How can we help?
So I have a True Homes house, and I have a bonus room above my garage.
Okay.
And on one side of my bonus room, there's a big void space, and it's still above the garage. And I was wondering what I would need to do and, you know, steps that I would need to take to turn that void space into a closet.
Well,
I mean, would I need to talk to a structural engineer? Would I don't know any how to get in contact with any. Would I need to talk to, I'm just looking for some information on what I would need to do.
Mm-hmm. Is it a truss roof?
Yes, it is.
Okay. Yeah. So there's probably not a whole lot you can do out there because it's designed for what it is. It's just a sounds like a knee wall, and then there's a void. But you probably could talk to an engineer and get someone out there if you're willing to pay their fee to come out and have them take a look at it. A contractor could also do that just to tell you if it's possible to do something with it. So okay, just so a general just
contact the contractor first.
I would just recommend the NARI directory. So NARI Charlotte.com, NARI stands for National Association of the Remodeling Industry.
Okay.
And they have a directory online, and you'll find a handful of design build guys on there. If you strike out, you don't have any luck, our website, askjohnanddave.com, you can send us a note there, and I may be able to get you connected with someone there.
What
as
about
well.
Intelligent Design?
Intelligent Design is an engineering firm, and they do that stuff every day.
Okay.
I don't know how busy they are or how soon they could get out, but they would certainly be someone that I would recommend.
Okay, Intelligent Design?
Mm-hmm.
That's correct.
All right, well, thank you very much for your time. I really appreciate it.
Well, thank you for the call, John.
Uh-huh.
All right. John is off to get some good guidance on making a closet, and Sarah joins us. Good morning, Sarah. You're on the Home Depot Home Improvement Show. How are you?
Good morning, gentlemen, and I thank you so very much for how you guys help all of us. My.
We're glad to do it.
I have about a 600-gallon ornamental pond. The two streams that feed into the pond are leaking severely. Who and where do I go to get help? And I'm at loss of what to do.
Is that something?
There's folks out there that specialize in just ponds.
Okay, I'll research that.
That's what I would do. That's exactly what I would put in is a backyard pond.
Okay, and
you can put in maintenance with that or whatever. And of course, I'd put the area where you live because you don't want somebody from Nebraska,
right?
But yeah, you should be able to find somebody. I see some of these guys out there, but I don't remember the names of their businesses. So
it seems that many want to install the ponds, but then if you have a major leak like I do, they don't want to come around.
Yeah.
So I didn't know how to, you know.
Yeah, that and you may have to go through a few, but if they tell you no, ask them if they know anyone else while you have them on the phone, because a lot of times they're networking with their competitors, and they know who does what type of maintenance. So they may be able to help you out with that. If not, send us a note. As we told John, askjohnanddave.com, and just go to the questions button and send it, and then we'll put out some feelers and see if we can help you find somebody.
Okay. My fear is there's a lot of ivy and plantings around the streams, and I think I've heard they can get under that little
the liner
and start sucking water out. I don't know, short of having to redo that the streams totally, or we're gonna have to go
right.
Or
and
somebody
a lot
of with a dye, you know, to sort of see here's where that thing is leaking. They're like dyes that plumbers use.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I just didn't know.
They may be able to do it. And I don't know if our friend John Cannamella, he owns Infrared Survey, but he has a camera and he could take some pictures of that area. And I don't know if he would be able to see that or not, but a lot of times, I mean, he finds leaks for people all the time.
Right.
And that may work for that.
It's called infrared survey, and his name is John.
John Cannamella. If you send us a note at our website, I'll get you connected with him.
It's Cannabella, C-A-N-A-B-E-L-A, maybe?
Cannamella.
Say it again.
Cannamella.
C-A-N-N-A-M-E-L-L-A.
Okay, but InfrawaySurvey.com or something?
Not sure about that.
Questions at askjohnanddave.com. Just do that, and we'll get you all the information.
Questions.
Yeah.
And you'll send it. Okay, fantastic.
Yes.
Oh, this is wonderful. I mean, it's just you hate to see that pond just leak. And, of course, water, you know. I really, really appreciate it. Thank you. You all just help all of us so much. You just don't know how much of a blessing you are to all of us. Thank you.
Well, we are.
Have a wonderful day here. I so appreciate it. Have a great one.
Thank you so much, Sarah. Appreciate your kind words. All right, let's see. We've got Dave. Good morning, Dave. You're on the Home Depot Home Improvement Show with John and Dave. How are you this morning?
Hey, good morning.
How can we help?
Hey, you guys are great. I don't listen to you often enough because I'm always doing maintenance projects.
Oh, that's good.
All right, I got one for you.
All right.
I've got actually brick walkways, old brick pavers, and a huge patio, probably 30 by 16. It's in a heavily wooded area, and it's also under a deck. And as you can imagine, I got huge mildew throughout the year with the humidity, and it hangs in there because it doesn't get a lot of air. And I've got to power wash that thing at least twice a year, both the walkways and the patio.
Mm-hmm.
And there's somewhere around 5,000 to 6,000 bricks that I'm dealing with.
Right.
Originally, it was put in with stone dust and then topped off with the epoxy treated sand.
Okay.
And it's been in probably 10 plus years. But I'm wondering if there's a coating or something I can put over, particularly the patio, because it's one huge area.
Mm-hmm.
That would alleviate my problem to any degree, because I get it. Bricks accumulate moisture.
Yeah,
right.
And
that's
dirt,
that.
And
it's that you're in the right path.
Yeah,
that's exactly what you need to do is to get a sealer on top of those bricks. So they make a couple of different types of sealers. They make a topical sealer that's going to have a little bit of a sheen to it. If it's not too much, you'll probably be okay on brick or pavers because it won't be slippery when it's wet. But they also make one that penetrates, and it won't change the color of the brick at all. It's not shiny. And that will block the water from going in. And John, I think that's probably what he needs would probably be best, because
that's
if you
what
can
I
stop
that,
the water.
Yep, that's what I put on mine.
Yeah, that I think that'll make a big difference. I know we're right up against a break,
yeah.
So I guess we get John to hold, and then and or we can tell him when we get back on air.
Yeah. So John, we do have to sneak off for a break. If you can hold on, we'll continue the conversation when we come back. It's about 8 minutes. Otherwise, David and I'll make a note here, and we'll make sure we go on into additional
recommendations
detail.
Or at least manufacturer recommendations.
Yeah, we can do that for you.
Yep, we'll sure do it. All right, we're going to take a break, folks. It's the Home Depot Home Improvement Show with John and Dave. We're going to make sure we get good information out for Dave, our caller, and we'll get information to you if you become a caller at 704-570-1110. Don't go away, because the Home Depot Home Improvement Show with John and Dave will be back after these important messages. Welcome back. This is the Home Depot Home Improvement Show with John and Dave. I'm John Gordon.
I'm Dave Doval.
And we are going to jump back on with Dave, and we've got lines open at 704-570-1110, 704-570-1110. Give us a call. We'll talk about what's important to you. Dave, thank you for waiting through the break. We were going to give a couple suggestions for sealants that you could use. Typically, you want to go for something that specifies for pavers, right? And David, I think that there are both water soluble and I would say petroleum
solvent based.
Thank you, solvent based solutions. I have used consistently the Behr product for the pavers. And the last time I did it, you can get a dull finish or like a sheen to it. I actually did the sheen the last time, and just because I felt like it would make it easier for me to just to use a regular garden hose and a brush broom and just kind of keep it clean without pressure washing. And mm-hmm. I was very pleased with that. David, who was the other one out there that you use frequently?
Well, there's Eagle. The stuff that I buy is through a supply house, so you're not going to be able to go and get it today. But that's what I was looking at, was the low luster Behr premium paver sealer or sealer.
Mm-hmm.
And then also Rain Guard makes if you don't want any sheen, they make a sealer that's penetrating. It doesn't change the color, the look. But you put two coats of that on and it'll stop the water from penetrating into it. It'll keep it on top and let it run off and evaporate. And that's the key, is to keep it from, if it doesn't stay wet, it's probably not going to get moldy as fast or get mildew on it.
Well, the other concern is, I mean, based on, I'll use an example, putting a sealer on a blacktop driveway.
Mm-hmm.
I'm probably going to use a pretty large quantity of 5-gallon buckets because,
mm-hmm. yeah.
I mean, brick's going to be about as porous as a driveway.
Yeah, that Rain Guard, I think, comes in 5-gallon containers. They don't have it on the shelf. You'd have to order it. I opened up my Home Depot trusty app and was able to find the Rain Guard. But you can order it. You can set up an account. You can order it right there with your method of payment, and they'll either ship it to the store or ship it to your house. And it has all the information, so it'll tell you how many square feet. But it does take two flood coats for porous surfaces like brick or pavers. So that's
right, I've got gaps between the bricks that, like you say, originally had that polymeric sand in there, and some mm-hmm. of it's obviously washed out.
Sure.
It'll flood that area quite as well.
It'll flood that, and then you could go back. It really would be better off if you cleaned it and then put your polymeric sand back in it and then put your sealer on top, and you would seal everything. Then it would seal it all in. What I'm afraid of is if you seal that brick before you put your polymeric sand back in there, you're going to block out the acrylic that is in the polymeric sand, and it's not going to be able to bind to the brick.
Yeah, it makes sense. All right.
So that's how I would handle it.
Let me ask you, anything I would put on there, and I've even thought about floating it with concrete, you know, one of these leveling concretes or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'm always going to have a mold mildew problem, aren't I? Just because of the lack of air movement
Well, not necessarily, because if you could keep the water from penetrating, that's what allows it to grow. Is you get in that mold has to have a couple of things. It needs moisture, obviously, but it needs temperature. But if the moisture can't stick around, no pun intended, it's you're not going to have near the problems that you have. And as John said, if you go with something with a little bit of a sheen to it, it's going to be even easier if it does start to collect on it. So either a low luster. I mean, I think that brick's probably rough enough that you could probably get away with something even shinier. And I think they do have that in stock at Home Depot.
I just can't remember how big the quantities are. If it's a 5-gallon.
I can't hear you.
He was talking about the quantities, what's available. If you could get fives, I think you can get fives in those sealers of Behr. I'm pretty sure that I've seen them at the Pineville location. So I'm not sure where you're at, Dave, but if you have the app, you can look up these sealers, and it will also tell you if they're in stock.
All right.
That'll save you some fuel.
The other big concern I have is I've got to make sure it's not slippery. I don't want anybody falling.
Yeah, that you would have to decide that if it has enough texture, because you're not going to get that. You're going to put probably one or two coats. So if you think that there's enough texture sticking up, you'll probably be fine. But that's something that you'll have to decide. And of course, you can always add sand to that. They make shark bite or shark, what do they call it, John? Shark something.
Shark skin.
Shark skin.
Shark skin.
That you can mix in with your sealer and you could put that on, but kind of takes away from being able to clean it.
Yeah, I think I did the higher gloss, Dave, and it's wet. I walk on it. It's not slick. The pavers that I have plenty of, texture to the face, and it's not a slick surface at all.
Okay. Awesome.
All right.
Well, you guys.
All right, good luck, man. Helpful.
All right. Well, appreciate it. Thanks for your call.
Thank you.
All right. Let's see. Before we go to our break, let's do our quick our Home Depot product of the week. And this week, I love it. It's a good one. It's an easy one. It's the Rigid Easy Change Plumbing Wrench and Faucet Installation and Removal Tool. That sounds like a lot. If you've ever tried to use a basin wrench, if you've ever tried to get at a supply line that's tucked up behind the faucet, if you ever tried to take the faucet out, if you ever tried to hold a basket strainer in place with a needle nose plier while you use another wrench, or you got your spouse on the top and you on the bottom trying to do the same things, this is the deal you need. It's an expensive $23.27. It'll help you with shutoff valves. It'll help you with nuts up under the sink, supply lines. It's just, check it out. It's online. You can see about a half a dozen videos of it working. And I think you will discover that we feel it'll be one more thing that you can get done without putting it on the deferred maintenance list, because it'll be easier for you to do it. So that's it. Our Home Depot product of the week is a Rigid Easy Change Plumbing Wrench Faucet Installation and Removal Tool. All right, now I think we've snuck past the break and we got to take it, yes? So,
yep.
Don't go away. The Home Depot Pro Home Improvement Show will be right back. Welcome back. It's the Home Depot Home Improvement Show with John and Dave. I'm John Gordon.
I'm Dave Doval.
And let's get back at the calls. Right now we've got Jerry. Good morning, Jerry. You're on the Home Depot Home Improvement Show. How are you this morning?
Hey, enjoyed your show, gentlemen.
Thanks for listening.
I've got an issue with some cracked mortar joints above one of my three garages. And they go up and over and up and over and up and over. It's about seven rows of brick. And I got Ramjack out thinking I had a foundation issue. And they look and they said, no, what you've got is one of your lintels is sagged a little bit. He said they see it in homes 15, 20 years old. And he said it's not a structural problem. He said you just got to get a bricklayer in here and point it up, mm-hmm. and I think it's a concave jointer. And my question is, do I get a brick mason in here? Can I go to Lowe's or Home Improvement? Can I take a picture of this mortar and get it matched? Do they do that up there?
They're not going to be able to match it. That's always the biggest problem when we're trying to point up older masonry, is trying to match the mortar. There's a few tricks to it. They make dies, but you'd have to experiment with it to get it right. I've even seen guys take a little bit of red dirt and throw in the mortar mix to get the color right. So it's trial and error. If it's something you wanted to do yourself, that's pretty much what you would have to do.
I'd rather get some professional to come in here and do it, so I won't have to buy a little pointer and a little joiner and all this stuff. Is there anybody that does that around here?
You can try. You could just do a search. The guys that I've used through the years aren't doing it anymore. So we really don't have anyone we could point you to. We're putting it out on air right now. So if someone was to send us a note and tell us if they know someone that does it, if you send us a note, I'll see if I can get you that information if we get a call from someone. Other than that, you're just trying to find a mason company out there that does brick work is going to be your best bet. And sometimes they know someone that does that. That's their that's all they do is point up work.
So but I don't call a masonry company or what?
Mm-hmm. That's what I would do. Just start calling and dialing to see if they can.
In, was it been Monroe David? The it was something
McGee.
Brother McGee. Yeah, would they be a good starting point?
Yeah, they would be, and they might be able to. They might be able to direct you to someone. They may have someone that does it. I don't know if they have anyone in house that does it, but
it's normally not something.
I'm sorry, McGee Brothers.
Okay.
You've seen their trucks. They're pretty big. They've been around a long time.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's nice to meet a company. We couldn't use the one in North Carolina because we're down here in South Carolina, but both the boss and one of their people came out and looked, and they said, no, you don't have foundation problem. This is just something that happens, and we've seen it, and it's yeah, nice to meet some honest people in this
amen
world.
There's lots of them, Jerry. Sometimes we don't hear about it, but good to know that you got a hold of one.
Yeah, we tend to hear the bad more than the good.
So. Absolutely, and thanks for saying that.
Well, I thank you for your help. McGee Brothers.
McGee.
G-E-E. M-C-G-E-E.
With a G, McGee.
Yes, sir.
I'll call them the first of the week, and thank y'all so much.
Thank you for your call,
Jerry. You're
welcome. Thank you.
Here comes Chris. Good morning, Chris. You're on the Home Depot Home Improvement Show.
Good morning. Thanks for taking my call again.
Glad to have it. Just want to remind you, we're out at 55.
I don't ramble, man. So.
We love you, brother.
All right, I'm going to try. I have around 30 windows in the house.
Mm-hmm.
They've got storm windows. They're original double-hung wood windows, and they're painted shut because we got air conditioning in here. I just like to leave them shut. Storm windows are they go back in time, but they're the kind that when you take them out, if you don't have bungee cords nearby and someone to help you, they're held in place and they keep their strength by being locked into the window frame.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I don't like them anymore, and some of them are getting weathered and so on, and I've had to replace a few of the panes when we've had them painted before. I'm just wondering, I don't want to replace the windows, but just the storm windows with something.
Mm-hmm. You can order them. You have to. You don't find many people that keep them in stock anymore, but there's a handful of companies out there that still sell storm windows, and you know you can get a triple track or whatever you're after. Mm. But they sell them, and they even colors. They have them in color. Pro. What's the pro? What's the window company, John? I can't think of it. Provia. Provia. I believe. I think they sell colored storm windows. So burgundies and greens, and you know, like a hunter green or a burgundy, different colors. Of
We're
course, they have the whites
white
and white and beiges. Yeah.
Yeah.
Provia, P-R-O-V-I-A.
Yes.
Okay.
And you can look online, and then you'll find a distributor. So I don't know if Home Depot represents them.
I don't know if it's them. It's been a while since I actually worked the pro desk. My recollection is we had a special order program for.
I think they do too.
They're pretty good sized windows, and so they're big sheets of glass. Now it's top and the bottom here, and they're designed to go up and down everything, but they just, since we don't do that, you have to do that from the inside, and our windows are painted shut, so we don't need them to go up or down to clean them. Are they thermal windows?
No, the storm windows.
I guess
no, they're
because without a
single
storm window here, you can hear noise and feel the difference in the weather. They add a lot to, even though they're not.
Well, it's a big thermo pane is kind of what you're creating once you put those in. Mm-hmm. Home Depot does sell them. Larson, two track. They actually have, there's some available for shipping. It doesn't look like Wendover has some in stock.
Wendover store.
Home Depot.
Okay.
I think you're up in the university area, if I remember, Chris. Just go to the store up at the university.
Beyond Concord, near Kannapolis.
Actually. Yeah, so exit 8058 or whatever. Just hit the millwork desk. They will know.
Say again?
Go to the millwork desk at that store, and they can tell you what they have, A, in stock, and B, available to order. And they can custom order. And it can be a two-track, or depending on the size of the glass in your application, it can be what's called a one-light. But they'll know the limitations of the glass and frame and so on.
So two track would be, you think, move on a rail so you could get back there and clean them or take them out?
Yeah.
Them,
yes.
Correct.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Okay, I'll start my search there.
Good deal.
Appreciate y'all. Yeah.
You are welcome, sir, and you made it under the line, Chris. You're a champ.
I'm a specialist at getting under the wire. Believe me. That's
all right. Have a great one, sir. All right, yeah. Chris. I'm not precise.
Little sticker shock when you see them. $108 for a storm window, 36x55.
Wow. All right. So we are 1 minute away from wrapping this thing up, and so I say we just go ahead and do that. We talked about all kinds of things today. Bottom line is there's lots of good stuff going on in your house. Some of it is more daunting than others. Any of it can be tackled with the right partners. So we're glad you spent time with us today. And we do like to remind you each week that we think the most important kind of home improvement that you can make is the one that makes your home a happier place to live in. As you try to work on all the other things going on this week and all the other projects, don't forget to work on that project. And we'll see you next week when we return to the Home Depot Home Improvement Show with John and Dave.
Secure retirement recession.